Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, this God we serve, he's so powerful, he's so wonderful, he's so anointed, he's so loving, he's such a God of more than enough. Come on and give God praise. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to the Daily Fire Devotion live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, evangelist, attorney, Roxy Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday with 15 minutes of new teaching, prayer, altar call, and then ending with assigning your task for today. We are in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. Again, that is 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8. While you're getting your Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how to tune in with me. Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live here on Daily Fire and Blog Talk Radio, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, roxy.org, rawsi.org. But if you cannot tune in live, still ensure that you don't miss one teaching by following the podcast. That way, the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. Follow by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive a confirmation text or follow online at blogtalkradio.com. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, roxy.org. You can also send your prayer requests, your testimonies, as well as your donations. This is Giving Week, which is the first week of every month. So I ask everyone to donate at least $20 to the ministry, not only to help spread the gospel, but to help me to continue to meet the needs of others, as I do constantly. And you can see that on the website on the outreach page. All right. Everything you need, even the ability to donate, is at roxy.org, or you can cash app Roxy Williams, $RAWSI Williams. And thank you to everyone who is donating to support the ministry and to help take care of the everyday needs of others. By now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's get into this word, 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 8, reading from the KJV. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Listen to that again. But if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion is Lesson 4 of 5 Lessons from My Father. And the lesson today is take care of your own first. Take care of your own first. Praise the Lord. Throughout this entire week, I've been reteaching the eulogy that I gave for my father's funeral. He passed away July 21st, 2020, and I eulogized him. And so many people have been asking me to reteach those 5 lessons that I taught then. And so that's what I've been doing. So on Monday, I taught you lesson 1, every action does not deserve a reaction. And then on Tuesday, I taught you lesson two, to love unconditionally. Do you remember those teachings? And you can go to the website and you can hear the remainder and each of those. You can hear lesson three from yesterday, as well as the other two lessons on the broadcast page of rossi.org. So today, we're dealing with lesson four, take care of your own first. As I've taught you, my dad was actually my stepdad, but he treated us like we were his own children. And when he met my mom, she'd already had four kids, and then he had my sister with my mom. So there are a total of five of us. But before he met my mother, he'd already been married, and he had two kids from that marriage, and those kids were adults at that point. But what was so good about him is that he'd taken care of his own kids that he had in his marriage. And even as adults, they were able to still reach out to him and love on him because he'd taken care of his own first. And although they lived up in the Chicago area, and here we were in Alabama, because he's originally from Alabama and he moved back. Here they were as adults coming down to Alabama to visit him. Take care of your own first. Likewise, with him being with my mother, he took very good care of us because we were his own. Always made sure that we had. There was no lack. We didn't have periods of the lights or water being turned off. We didn't have periods of birthdays where we had no celebrations, Christmases where we didn't have a tree full of presents underneath. He took care of his household. He worked. And he came into my life at about the age of 8 or 9, and he was still there when I graduated from high school and went to the military. He was instrumental in all of my older cousins who were males going to the military because he was prior service, and he talked to them about the military all the time. Their father died when they were young. He was killed in a riot that he wasn't even a part of. This was during the civil rights era, and he was there working and unfortunately became the victim of riots that were going on at that time. So he was our stepdad. He was their uncle, but he was constantly feeding into their lives. My son and all of my nieces and nephews loved him so much that even when he passed away, they cried, take care of your own first. He took care of his own household. And the Bible says that when you don't, you have denied the faith and you are worse than an infidel. Isn't this a good word? Because on Daily Fire, we use biblical perspective to tackle everyday issues. And if you listen, you will grow in every area of your life. It is a sad thing for you to be a man taking care of your girlfriend's children or your new wife's children, but you won't take care of your own children. And it's a sad thing that you were in arrearage on your child support. Come on, I used to do family law as an attorney. You're in arrearage on your child support to take care of children whom you fathered because you had the option to wear a condom. You want to say, well, she told me she was on birth control, but you had the option to ensure that you protected yourself from having children if you didn't want children. So how is it that your kids live in the same neighborhood as you or the same town, Glory, and they have to sit there and watch you riding around in a new car with your wife and stepchildren while they don't even have transportation at home? They have to see you buying new things for your girlfriend's children and your wife's children, but they don't even have money to buy the necessary school supplies. Those kids showing up at school in the same school as your biological children, wearing the best shoes and the best clothes, and your own kids wearing the same stuff from 2 years ago. God said in 1 Timothy 5 and 8, you have denied the faith. You are worse than an infidel because you won't take care of your own first. Lesson 4 from 5 lessons from my father. Take care of your own house first. But don't worry, this is not just for the men. There are women doing the same thing. You're taking care of your new man more than you'll take care of your own children. You'll go out and buy the new man a car. You'll bring the new man into your house, move this man in. You've only known him a week. Put him over your children. Get mad if your children tell you that the man is trying to touch on him. And it doesn't have to be daughters anymore. They molest boys just like they molest kids. Get mad if they say anything. What is wrong with you that you will not take care of your own first? Your children, your own household. That is the fruit of your womb, and that is the seed of your own loins. When everyone else is gone, when they fire you on the job, when your boyfriend or girlfriend leaves, or your husband or wife divorces you, that is your legacy, your children. Take care of your own first. Hallelujah. Come on and just praise God. It's tight, but it's right. And not only that, glory, it says make sure that you're taking care of your own home. Now, a lot of you are bad about this, and I used to be as well. You will take care of the pastor more than you take care of your own spouse. Oh, and this good word. You get to the church, men, and you run in to open the door for the first lady of the church. You run in to open the door for all the women in church. You're helping them up to the pulpit when they speak. And there's nothing wrong with that. But why is your wife over there having to get out of the car by herself? See, taking care of your own is not just financially. It is emotionally as well. How do you take care of the emotional well-being and the emotional self-esteem of strangers better than you do your own wife or husband? How do you make sure you speak good and well of your boss and that you're yes, sir, and no, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am to your boss and your pastor, and you will do anything your pastor asks you to do? You'll run and go get water 10 times in one service, happily smiling, almost skipping because he asks you, but you refuse to get your husband even one glass of water. I'm not your maid, you tell him. Your feet work like mine. Don't you have legs? But you ran for the pastor, who is not even the head of your own home, who, if you leave tomorrow, might not check on you. If you get sick today, will send someone else to come to the hospital to visit you. If your family dies tonight, might not even do their funeral. Take care of your own first. Lessons 4 or 5 lessons from my father. Before we get ready to go into prayer, you got to take stock of your life. And I will ask you the same question that I asked them at my dad's funeral. If your children had to eulogize you today, and they could do that in front of you without being afraid of getting a whooping, separated, punishment, or disinherited, or without hurting your feelings, what would they say about you and how you took care of them? If your spouse, glory, or your fiance had to eulogize you today, what would they say about you if they could be brutally honest? Did you meet the requirement of taking care of your own first? Some of you got mistresses and side men out there. You will spend money on those people like it's crazy, but you won't even give your spouse $50, $100 to go get your hair done or buy a nice present. We're about to go in prayer. There's this show. I don't know if you watch it. It's called Love After Lockup. comes on Friday nights. I watch it. It's like a guilty pleasure because I'm flabbergasted. I'm mortified. And how these men and women marry these men and women coming straight out of prison whom they don't know. They didn't know the people before the person was incarcerated. And no, I'm not downing prisoners because I became an attorney after my brother's incarceration. The issue here is that they go onto prison pen pal websites and they will start interacting with the person. And the person can be in prison for murder, fraud, robbery, drugs, and they will be in prison for years, sometimes 12 years, 3 years, 5 years. And the person on the outside is sending this person $20,000, $50,000, I couldn't even believe it, going into their 401k, selling their possessions to send to this person. And what's crazy is then they'll show their children or things on the outside, and they have one man has six children. He and his girlfriend, the mother of the children, his ex-girlfriend, because he never married their mother, they showed him shopping at the thrift store with his daughter. He has six children. Did you hear me? They want something. They got to shop at the thrift store. Then he goes to pick up the girl he's been sending money to when she gets out of prison, and she lets everybody know he sent her over $50,000. Now, she's only been in prison for 3 years. He didn't know her before she went in. And he didn't know her the whole 3 years. And he begins to talk about how he's dipped into his 401k and his kids' college fund to take care of somebody he didn't even know, but his daughter is shopping at the thrift store. Take care of your own first. And finally, before we go into prayer, this is what the church, this is what someone said at church, not my church, but another meeting I was attending where we also talked about this. They brought up Elijah being fed by the widow woman in the book of 1 Kings chapter 17, where he told her, the widow woman said, look, all I have is enough to make one cake for myself and my son. We're going to eat this and then we'll die. And Elijah told her, but God said, make it for me first, and then your barrel will never be empty. So they used that as an example to say, well, if you do for others first, then God will take care of you. I remind you that that was the exception to the rule. She was sitting right there talking directly to the man of God, getting a direct word from God to do for the man of God with her last, and God would reward that. That is not God telling you that you have to take your light bill money and go give it an offering to the church when you know tomorrow your lights will be cut off. Now, if God speaks to you, see there, that's the difference, to take your light bill money and give it in the offering or go pay someone else's light bill with it, then you be obedient, because just like here with the widow woman, God will ensure that he returns that blessing, because the word teaches us as well, give and it shall be given unto you. It's going to be good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. But you have to listen to God. Glory. You have to listen to God. Yesterday for lesson three, I taught you hard work is necessary. And I taught you about financial stewardship. We got to get ready to go into prayer. You can no longer take care of everybody else better than you take care of yourself. I had to learn this. And now I tell people, no, I'm working on retiring at the age of 55. I'll be 50 later this month. No, I don't have it. It doesn't mean I don't have it in the bank. It means I don't have it for you. I'm working on getting ready to buy my new home. So, no, I don't have it. I'm helping out my own son, who is my only child, get reestablished. So, no, I don't have it. Saints, it is acceptable to tell people, no, I don't have it. You're not lying, because you could have it in the bank, but you don't have it for them. Take care of your own home and your own person. Hallelujah, Father. Let's go into prayer. Just invite God into your atmosphere. Hallelujah, Lord, we just praise you today. God, we honor you and we say thank you, Lord, for this great word, this challenging word, this provocative word, which does nothing but cause us to have to look at ourselves, examine ourselves, as we're supposed to do, in response to the word, to listen and grow. grow, to learn and grow in every area of our lives. Daily fire, this hot manna for our soul, teaching us, God, to reprioritize the priorities of our lives. Reprioritize those who prioritize us. Quit running behind a man or woman who doesn't want us. Quit running behind leaders who could care less about us. Quit treating those outside our home better than we treat those inside our home. Quit doing more for them, loving more for them, smiling more for them, and taking more from them than we will take and love and smile and embrace and encourage those in our own home. Lord, you taught us from 1 Timothy 5:8 today that the person who won't provide for his own, then you even narrowed it to say especially those of our own house, has denied the faith, is not representative of you, because you take care of your own God and is worse than an infidel. Lord God, we repent today. We repent of loving those external to us more than those internal. We repent, Father, of how we've talked down to and talked down about our spouses and our children, but lifted up everyone else's spouses, everyone else's children, then come home and call our own children derogatory names or cuss them out or tell them they ain't going to be anything, or they're just like they're no good daddy or just like they're no good mama, or drive past our own kids while we're taking care of someone else's kids, or over here having adultery and extramarital affairs, cheating on our spouse and taking care of this person and our own spouses who've been there with us, who've held on with us, stayed through sickness and health, stayed through rich and poor, stayed through the ups and downs, stayed through the good and bad. We don't even care about them. We're not paying attention. We won't even do anything for them. Help us, Father. We have sinned. Glory. We have sinned. Glory. Jesus, we have sinned. We have sinned. We have not been representative of you. Now, Lord, I ask you to forgive us right now. Everyone listening, to forgive us and to strengthen us now today to reprioritize so that the money from us, the love from us, the joy from us, the patience from us, the time from us, the plans from us, the strategy, everything first goes to those in our own household, our own children, our own families first. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the renewal. Thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for the reprioritization. Amen. Come on and worship him as I do the altar call. And then I'll end with your task. Say, I will take care of my own first. Hallelujah. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have not been taking care of your own first, for those of you who have treated others better than you've treated your own spouse or children, for those of you who have said things to your children that you should never have said, for those of you who weren't there for your spouse or children, for those of you who have talked down to them, for those of you who have treated your pastor and the pastor's wife, or pastor, if your pastor's a woman and pastor's husband, better than you've treated your own spouse, for those of you who run to the church every time the church doors are open, but you don't spend any quality time with your own spouse or your own children. I'm not talking about you got service of Bible study, but your church has service 3 and 4 times a week every week, and it's okay for the pastor because the pastor there with his family, but you're not spending time with yours. For those of you who treat the people in church better than you treat your own spouse, for those of you who treat your boss, better and your supervisors better than your own spouse, for those of you who will do anything you're asked or told to do without question from your leaders, but will question and challenge everything your spouse asks you to do, Jesus, repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent of not taking care of my own first. I repent of my backsliding. Jesus, I repent of not being saved. And I ask forgiveness, God. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Help me, God, to reprioritize my priorities. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Glory. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Now, Lord, I confess that I will take care of my own first. And that includes taking care of me. In Jesus' name, amen. Say, I will prioritize the priorities. Welcome to the family of Christ. And for those of you who are backslidden, welcome home. Make sure you're in a good Bible-believing church, that you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, including being here with me for Daily Fire Devotion Live, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Just go to rossi.org and you'll be able to listen live online from the broadcast page. Or even better, follow so that you'll get the recording text to you if you can't tune in live. And although you get the text at 8 a.m., it's there all day. Just listen to it whenever you can and share it with others, all right? So follow by sending the message DS to phone number 33222. So there should only be two letters in your message, DF, D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you'll receive this teaching as part of the text, and you'll be able to forward it to others, all right? And don't forget to donate your $20 to help spread the gospel. I plan on going into television ministry next year, so I have a goal to reach, and you're part of not only spreading the gospel by helping to prepare for the television ministry. It costs tens of thousands of dollars, but also about helping me to give. Each month I do some kind of outreach, and this month I've just committed to paying for psychological self-esteem counseling for a teenager. So when you donate, you can see where your money is going. Donate $20 today at rossi.org or Cash App, $Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. Our topic for today, in closing, is lesson four of five lessons from my father. Take care of your own first. Your task for today is to reprioritize your priorities. The best of your time, the best of your finances, the best of your encouragement, love, joy, the best of your future should go to those of your own household first. I love you, and I'll see you in the morning. Ain't nothing wrong with taking care of yourself first. Reprioritize your priorities.
A long time coming, but I know